Now on BBC Radio 4, The Afternoon Play. Foreign correspondent Patrick Coburn's true story about an issue which has affected his family. This is Henry Coburn.
It is amazing the number of people who stare at you when you're not wearing shoes. If I were to dye my hair green, I probably wouldn't get the same attention. Admittedly, it was the middle of winter. About this time, I had my first vision. I saw two birds fly across each other, and where they crossed, I saw a golden Buddha in the sky. Later, I felt I wanted to stare death in the face and started to climb on top of a high wall overlooking the railway track. People shouted at me to get down, and when I did, one of them brought me an orange juice. But they also called the police, who asked if I was trying to kill myself. Said that I just wanted to get a better view of Brighton. The police were good to me, though. I thought it was a bit much to be arrested, mainly for having bare feet.
They say a man must need protection.
Summer to apply to Brighton Art College, I showed them my dilapidated portfolio, mostly faces that I'd done with acrylic paints, and they said they would give me a place. One day, I met a beautiful girl called Eliza. It was a beautiful blue day. We went to a pub, and after that we smoked half a joint. She said she wanted to laugh more than she'd ever laughed before. We walked towards the setting sun. Staying in a cottage where I picked up a copy of a book on Jackson Pollock. It said he was possessed by demons, and when an artist starts drawing circles, it's the first sign of madness. I've firmly shut the book because I believe that some ghost in the cottage was trying to tell me I was mad. Virginia Woolf and how she had gone mad, and he said the line was thin between creative genius and insanity. Looking at me, he said, it is as if you're permanently tripping.